Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another video, the third video of the year. And God truly is at work, and he's working in your heart, and he's working in my heart. And as we set our minds, and as we look to God, then his thoughts, his ideas, his understanding will come to us, especially as we read the scriptures, as we pray, and as we desire and put our desires on God, then he will lead us and guide us. The scriptures say that God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And when we focus our hearts towards him and, you know, desire, you know, what he wants us to do, and as we act upon those things, as we say what God says, then we'll truly walk into those things. You know, this year is going to be a great year, and it's going to be a fruitful year, and it's going to be a year of not my will be done, but your will be done. And then we just determine this in our mind that we're going to do things in God's strength, God's ability, God's inspiration, and that we're going to allow him to work in our hearts. And, you know, I know there may be problems that people have, and these problems, these are not bigger than God. And God has a answer and a solution for every problem there is. And God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than your debt. God is bigger than the relationships that may not be working out for you. God is bigger than your illness. If you've got illness, you know, you can be healed right now. And all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. And when we take God at his word, then God is serious with us, and then he'll go to work. He enforced that word to us. So your circumstances are not bigger than God. Unfavorable circumstances are designed to keep you focused on the problem and keep you in fear rather than looking to God. So, you know, don't be frozen with fear with the situation you might be in. But you believe God. The scriptures also say that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. The question is, do we believe it? Do we believe God's word to us? And we might have a mental assent of God's word, but that word should be living and real in our hearts. That word should speak to our lives, and that we can relate to the word. We can see that the promises of God are true. We've proven those promises because we've taken a stand on the word of God. And God wants you to take him at his word. Take God at his word. If he says you're healed, you're healed. If he says you're prosperous, and you position yourself and then do what God shows you to do. God really wants to lead you by his spirit. But sometimes, you know, we can be so circumstance controlled, even by other believers, because they say we should be doing this or we should be doing that. But what you should be doing is what God is working in your heart. And this is one thing I've really been learning, to do what God is showing me. I got the scriptures that I can go to. I got the Spirit of God that opens the scriptures to me as I apply myself, as I pray, as I seek his heart. And I just want to remind you that whatever situation you're in, and there may be many different situations from different people that listen to this, God is a God of deliverance. God has got a hope. He's got a future. In fact, actually, I put this little video on the wall. I put this little frame up on the wall, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." See, God's got a plan, and he's got a future for you. And the way that you move into that plan and that future is by being humble, is by following God's direction, and is by looking to God and not looking at the circumstances. And in Isaiah, I'd like you to go there, and in chapter 43, we're going to read a wonderful record here. And Isaiah was talking to these guys, and in verse 16 it says, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters." So what, however big your problem is in that sea of doubt, in that sea of fear, God makes a path in those waters. And when we follow God, when we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, then he will direct our path. And then we follow God's path, no matter what's raging around us, then we're going to be safe, we're going to be delivered, and we're going to be successful. Verse 17 says, "Which bringeth forth the chariots and horses, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct. they are quenched as a toast. So Isaiah was reminding the people of what God done for the children of Israel. He led them through the waters, and when the armies followed, what did God do? He closed up the sea. And when we follow God's lead, when God parts your sea, you walk through that. And don't worry what's behind you. We don't look at the things behind, but we press towards the things that are in front of us. And remember ye not the former things, neither consider the old things. See, look, you're a new creation in Christ. We don't remember our past. We don't remember our failings. And sometimes our old man nature, which is actually dead, God has reckoned it dead, and we need to reckon it dead. It raises its ugly head and brings thoughts and feelings to us of our past, of our failings, of who we were. And, you know, you can't be successful because you used to do this, and this has always been in you, and, you know, you've learned this from your family. No, no, no. Like, all things have become new. You are a new creation in Christ. You have the Spirit of the living God in you. God has given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's given you his promises. And it's by these promises that we can really move and we can really live, and that we can keep moving in situations that may seem impossible. And in verse 19 it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. So that's a declaration that you can say. God is going to do a new thing, and behold, it's going to come forth. It's going to happen. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers to run in the desert. Listen, if you're in the wilderness, you just look to God, because he'll make a way in your wilderness. If you're dried up, you go to God, right? Because he's going to make rivers to run in your desert. Jesus Christ, he made that way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we can follow his example. And Jesus Christ really connected to God. He really went to the Father. He sought the Father. He done everything the Father showed him to do. And we can follow that example. He spoke what the Father put in his heart. He declared God's word also. He made known God. And we're to do the same thing. But see, the circumstances which are designed by the God of this world, Satan, are there to try and keep us in our old man nature, trying to keep us in our weakness, in fear. But we go in the strength of God. We go in the strength of his word to us. And God really is doing a mighty work this day. We don't have to look at the failings in the world that the TV is always promoting, about the economy, about the weather conditions, about famines and all this kind of stuff. If you focus there, then your faith will become low. But we focus on what God is showing to us, because God specializes in showing his power in hopeless situations. So Israel was in that place, okay, but God parted the sea for them. We can read that in Exodus 13, verse 17 through to chapter 14, verse 31. Daniel was protected in the lion's den. Okay, Paul and Silas was delivered from the prison. So was Peter. So was Jesus Christ delivered. God raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. I covered that last week. And that we're also seated in Christ. And we have to recognize our position. We're not looking at the problem from down here. We're looking at the problem from up there, where God can give us the direction, can give us the answers. And then we come into agreement with God. We say what God says, not what our circumstances says, our feelings say, what our best friends are saying. And I just really want to emphasize and remind you of these things. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, there has no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. And that's what we have to remember. Our circumstances might not stay faithful, but our God stays faithful. And when we stay faithful with him, trusting him, looking to him, relying upon him, and then seeking his heart and his ways and doing those things that he's shown us, then we will come out victorious every time, because you are a victorious person. Okay, you are an overcomer. And we need to declare what we want to see. So this year is going to be a fantastic year, with many laborers, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of laborers coming to us. This is what we got to say, what we want, not what we're seeing. Oh, there's no laborers, there's lack, no one's connecting. These are like wrong thoughts, wrong ideas. And we keep saying that, then we keep seeing those things happen. So we need to say what we want to see. And we need to do and be humble of what God has shown us to do. So it says, there is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. And that really blesses me, because, you know, sometimes you think, how can God deliver us this? I've just had enough. I come to that breaking point, and then, but I'm looking to God, I'm trusting him, and all of a sudden he comes through. He gives the answers, the solution. But will with that temptation, what you're going through, what's making you tempted to freak out, what's making you tempted to stop moving. It says, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you are able to bear it, or to bear up under it. See, God is not a limited God, and he's a God of deliverance, and he's given you authority. And last video I shared how we are seated in Christ, and we need to recognize who we are. So understanding this authority you have is very important, and not only understanding it, but how to use it. And I looked up in the English dictionary, English Oxford Living Dictionary, and it says of power, of the word authority. Authority, the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. And they give an example of that. He had absolute authority over subordinates. So the power or right that we make is according to the word of God to us. And we make those decisions based upon who we are in Christ and the authority God has given us in Christ. I'll give you another example of this authority in Job 22, verses 28 and 29. It says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So the person making the decree must be in a position of power and authority to do so. And we are in a position of power and authority to do so, because God has delegated that power and authority to us. So you have the power and authority to decree, and expect that that will be carried out. So you shall decree, the power is yours. So we need to state our case, and we state our case according to the promises of God. We say what God says, we claim his promises. And I want to give an example of authority that we read in the scriptures. So if you go to Luke chapter 7, we see this wonderful record and this wonderful man that understood authority. And in Luke chapter 7, verse 1, it says, now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he had heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for him for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion's friend said to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter unto my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and thy servant shall be healed. For I am also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth this. Then when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. So this centurion understood authority. He knew that when he spoke a word to his people, that they would carry out that word. And he understood that Jesus was the master of healing. Jesus was the master of commanding. He must have heard testimonies about what Jesus Christ done. And this guy was an honorable guy. He was, you know, he had a humble heart. He helped build a temple and all these type of things. But he understood authority, and he said, just say the word. And so we see that Jesus Christ had and used the authority of words. And we also have that authority. It's been given to us. It's been delegated to us. So God really wants us to understand that we can use that authority, and we release that authority through our words. So, for example, who we are in Christ. Okay, so you might not feel a complete person, but the Word of God says I am complete. You might not feel peaceful, but the Word of God says you have peace. You might not feel righteous, but the Word of God says you're righteous. In fact, the Word of God says I am complete. I have peace. I am righteous. I am set apart. I am holy and without blame. I am free from the law of sin and death. I reign as a king by Jesus Christ. I have spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. I am a son of God. I'm an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ. I am born again of incorruptible seed. I am an ambassador. I am the head and not the tail. I'm rooted up and established. I am healed. I am prospering. I am seated in Christ at God's right hand. We may not feel those things, but it doesn't come down to feelings. It comes down to truth. And the truth is that you are those things if you're born again of the Spirit of God. And God needs you to give voice to his word. He needs you to say what he says. And he wants you to talk positive about your situations. He wants you to speak his word into your situation. The word of God is quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, guys. And we need to really get this concept in our heart that we need to say what we want, not what we see. We need to say what God says. So again, this is just, I'm going over some of the things I've talked before, but it's so easy to forget this great encouragement. It's so easy to get swallowed up again in circumstances. But practice this truth. And I tell you what, you know, if you decide to practice this truth, those challenges will come up, right? But as you start to say what God says, then you'll start to see your situation change. What have you been saying for the last 10 years? What have you been saying for the last 5 years? Look at where you are now and what's going on. And you can see what you've been saying. You can see what you've been believing. And we need to stay our minds on God. It says in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. See, when you're trusting in God, your eyes are fixed on God. You will be saying what God says. And God just wants you to stay there. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to recognize and believe who you are. And I just want to remind you again. So the power of God is released through your confession. And this is how you release your authority. And so we'll just finish off in Mark 11:22-24, because it's a great record. And we can see Jesus Christ using his words, using his authority. He actually spoke to a tree. Would you believe it? He did. And in Mark 11:22-24, it says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. The disciples just reminded him that the tree that he spoke to the previous day had died. And he said, no, you have faith like God. And what was God's faith? He called those things not as though they were. Right? Verse 23 says, for verily, this is what Jesus was saying, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem, this situation, this circumstances, this lack, this need, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So you can have faith, but you can also have doubt at the same time. So, you know, you have to deal with the doubt. So if you say with your mouth, and you doubt not in your heart, but you believe the things which you say, he shall have, it shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So whatever you say, whatever you believe in here and say with here will come to pass, negative or positive. So that's why we need the word of faith in our heart. We need to know what the word of God says. And God is also working in you. He will also give you what to say and what to declare in situations. And then verse 24 is a great record. It says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. And this word desire can also be translated call for. Whatsoever things you call for when you pray. When you pray, what do you do? You're calling to God. You're crying out to God. Believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. So this again was just something in my heart. I just wanted to continue to encourage. I want to remind you, don't forget this faith and confession is big. I've also done a seminar which is available on faith and confession. There's 12 sessions to it. It's a power-packed teaching and study of God's word on faith and confession. And if you want to know more, go to my blog, www.graceloveandtruth.com, and the details are there, and you can email me and I'll give you further details if you want me to come and share it where you are. So God bless you, and thank you for listening.